Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Big Ridge Gold, traded on the TSX Venture under the symbol BRAU and on the OTCQB under the symbol ALVLF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Bendrowski. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Big Ridge Gold is focused at the Hopebrook Gold Project. This is in Newfoundland, and the company has just released the initial drill results from this phase one 25,000 meter drill program. We chatted with Mike not that long ago to get an update on the drill program, and now we are finally getting some of the initial results. We have 13 results released just yesterday, which we will post a link to below. And the overall strategy here, from my understanding, is to continue to grow this pretty much 1 million ounce resource, both indicated and inferred. Now, Mike, these 13 holes, the headline number being almost 6 grams per ton gold over almost 15 meters. Within that result, there's also a higher grade area of almost 20 grams per ton gold over 3.4 meters. Broadly, Mike, give us your initial takeaways from the initial results here from this 25,000 meter program, please.
Sure, and thanks for having me back on the show. Yeah, we're excited. We put out our first drill results today. As you mentioned, 13 drill holes here. We completed 17 drill holes at Hopebrook up until the end of the year, and we're starting to get these out now. The early focus was on extending closer to surface mineralization, extending the old open pit to the southwest. And that's what these results are highlighting. And more, you know, I think they're a little bit more confirmatory. There are a few step out holes here, but it's more confirmatory. And as we move forward, we'll start to step out a little bit further from that mineralized zone. But yeah, you highlighted obviously one of the results that was obviously noteworthy. There's a few others at 5.5 grams over 6 meters and 5.3 grams over 5.8 meters. So it's a fantastic start for us. I think going forward, we're obviously really excited here. We're excited to continue to step out and see if we can significantly add to our resource. And just remind you, you know, we took over this project in mid-2021. In the indicated and inferred category, we've got 954,000 ounces at 4.7 grams. It is based on a $1,200 gold price and a 3 gram cutoff. So when you see our long section in the press release, that red color is outlining that resource shell. As we move forward, we're going to start to step out further from that. And hopefully see that or prove up that Hopebrook has some legs, and we can dramatically increase the size of the resource estimate there.
Yeah, Mike, it's interesting to see some of these results, and a lot of them were more shallow. But I know that in some of the other holes you have planned in this 43-hole program, that some of them may go a little deeper to test at depth, and some of them may be some longer holes. So maybe just speak to that as far as some of the upcoming drill holes that you'll be working on throughout the rest of the program.
Just on the 43 holes too, that's not the total program. We had just highlighted the number 43 in our press release, and what that was is showing that up until the date of this press release, the drill crew has drilled a little over 11,000 meters in 43 holes at Hopebrook. So X the 13 that we released today, there's another 30 to go. But that's only, you know, that's not even half the program. So it's going to be significantly larger. But to touch on your point, yes, right now we are drilling shallower holes. The idea is to pull the old open pit resource further to the southwest. And then once we wrap up there, we're going to start drilling a little bit deeper and trying to connect the mine zone and the 240 zone. And those are the two areas that make up our current measured and indicated resource, and both of them are open at depth as well. We're going to be putting in some deeper holes as well there, and that might be 600-700 meters deep. And then the final target is what we call the northeast extension. You can see it in our corporate deck. It's an area that, you know, I think it's been well documented with previous owners through geophysics, but no one's drilled the target yet. So we're excited to be putting some of our meters in our drill program toward that target.
So, Mike, one other thing that I pulled away from this press release, and you even highlighted there, is that 100% of the drill results received to date have intersected gold mineralization. Is this, I guess, because you were drilling areas that seem like they're fairly well known in this main zone? So can we continue to expect this sort of consistency? Is that the type of deposit this is?
Well, I guess to answer the first question, part of it is a function of the fact that we really haven't stepped out too far. And the second thing is, look, if we can have 100% hit rate, that's fantastic. I hope we can continue on with that. You know, the further work will determine whether that is the case. But, you know, speaking with one of our advisors that had this project for 5 years, he's pretty confident that this is a pretty continuous, consistent ore body. So, you know, at some point we're going to cut it off. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to go on forever. But, you know, so far it's been great. Hopefully we can continue and show that Hopebrook's got a lot of upside.
Well, Mike, another thing to note and another takeaway from this press release is not only are you hitting gold, but it should be noted that if you look at the table, you're also hitting some copper grades in there. And you made the point that it's a nice co-credit. Maybe speak to that there's not just gold, but also a nice little copper co-credit going on.
Yes, it's certainly something that, you know, was known. Royal Oak, when they operated the mine, they were producing a concentrate. And so they were actually getting paid for the credit back, or sorry, for the copper back for the last 5 years that the mine was in operation. It just, you know, hasn't been modeled. It hasn't been put into any of the technical reports. So we're going to start doing that going forward. It's a little too early to speak to, you know, what the grade's going to come out at and how many pounds of copper there are. But we'll be able to develop that story as we move forward. And to your point, as a credit, you know, like I said, it's early. But, you know, if you can cover your processing costs going forward, I mean, that's a significant credit to any operation.
Yeah, it really is. And Mike, in terms of continued drilling, then clearly a lot of drilling to still be done and a lot of results still to be released and even to come back from the assay labs. At the end of this program, are you going to be updating the resource? What's the overall strategy behind that?
At this point in time, the drill program will probably take us until around the August timeline, you know, depending if there's any hiccups between now and then. And then we should have, you know, continued news flow from assay results until, you know, probably Halloween, maybe a little further into the year. And as a strategy, you hit the nail on the head. The company would like to get out an updated resource estimate, likely in, you know, in the first half 2023. And that's going to include our drill program. It'll include, you know, a much more realistic gold price. I just remind you, our resource is based on $1,200 and a 3 gram cutoff. And I think, you know, probably a 2 to 2.5 gram cutoff is realistic in this market with these metal prices.
Yeah, it's definitely higher than 1200. That's for sure, Mike. And it should definitely help the project as far as developing it towards maybe an economic study. Is that the plan after you do a resource to start looking at what the economics would be? And then tying into that, you know, obviously you have the open pit scenario, but if you were able to hit on some of these other drill holes at depth, would that open up the potential for an underground scenario as well? What are your thoughts as far as that kind of looking down the road at development of the project?
Well, I think I'd say yes to the first thing is, yeah, we're absolutely going to look at an economic study going forward. As far as a completion date or even a start date, I don't know at this point in time. What I can say is that we have started initial discussions with a few firms and the ball is rolling there, but we have not engaged anyone yet. And we've got a lot of work to do before then. On the open pit underground thing, I'd say we're not pigeonholing ourselves right now. You know, the past production at Hopebrook, it was 750 odd thousand ounces over 10 years. There was an open pit component. there was the majority of production over that 10-year period was from the underground. You know, going forward, probably something similar. I would imagine that Hopebrook would be more, the vast majority of production, if it was put back into production, would come from the underground. Absolutely.
Well, just one more thing that I think we should mention that just kind of ties into the jurisdiction you're working in Newfoundland, and that is recently Marathon Gold just had some permitting success. I know we had talked a little bit about that off mic. It's germane to really all the companies operating there, so maybe just discuss that as kind of a win for the area, Mike.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, Newfoundland's obviously an amazing part of the world to be working in. It seems to be every day we're seeing more and more gold drill results and even base metal drill results out of the island. So it's becoming a more and more well-endowed area, that's for sure. You know, but there are very few operators actually on the island. You know, Anaconda, probably, you know, they've been in production for roughly 20 years. And a new gold project hasn't been permitted and put into production since then. And I think, you know, the trailblazer for everyone is going to be Marathon Gold. And to your point, they just announced, I believe in mid-March, that they completed their EA process. So, you know, that allows them to go to the next step, which is site-specific permitting and acquisition of, you know, their project's mining lease. So, it is fantastic, and hopefully they continue to have success. And if so, I think everyone on the island should have success and follow along, because, you know, there's, as far as projects go, if you look at the comps out there, the majority companies are earlier stage exploration companies. We're one of, I believe, two on the island with a resource, and we should be the next in line to follow along. So it's pretty exciting for us, and obviously any success they have is great for us.
Newfoundland just generally has had a lot more attention brought to it thanks to some exploration success that companies have had. But yeah, Big Ridge, you guys do have a resource, so that is a step ahead of a lot of the other companies in the area. Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding any of these drill results or any of the other strategy at Big Ridge Gold, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get Mike to address those. Mike, keep us up to date on future news, and undoubtedly, as more drill results come out, we'll have you back on the show. Thanks for your time today, Mike.
Thank you.